Welcome back, everyone. In this lesson, we're building a Ghost Old School DNB edit for rewind-worthy drops in Ableton Live 12, and this is not just about making something that sounds retro. The goal is to create a section that feels like it has history, attitude, and just enough mischief to make a crowd want to pull the track back and hear it again. Think of this as a drop treatment, not just a loop. We're going to combine chopped break energy, old school ghost notes, a bass call and response, and a tight rewind fakeout so the drop feels like a moment, not just a musical event. That's the magic in drum and bass. Tension, release, and contrast. If you can trick the ear for half a second, you can make the payoff hit way harder. First, we set the architecture before we touch sound design. That's a really important advanced habit. Open a fresh Live 12 set and decide whether this ghost edit will live in a 16-bar or 32-bar phrase. For this style, I strongly recommend thinking in 16 bars, with a major switch around bar 9 or bar 13. That gives you enough time to establish the groove, pull the listener forward, then flip the energy at exactly the right moment. Set your tempo in the DNB range, usually around 172 to 174 BPM for a full-throttle tune, or a touch lower if you're leaning darker and roller-oriented. Then place your locators, one at the pre-drop setup, one at the ghost edit switch, and one at the main payoff. In arrangement view, literally map the section like a story, the first four bars tease, the next four bars establish the old-school identity, the middle section creates the ghost stop and rewind bait, and the final section delivers the full drop hit. That phrase logic matters more than people realize. In DNB, the arrangement is part of the groove. Now let's build the break. Drag in a classic break source or your own rendered break into an audio track. You want something with character. Amen style, think style, anything with strong hat movement and a snappy snare will work well. If the break is too clean, it won't ghost properly. If it's too messy, it turns into mush. So you want that sweet spot where the break has personality, but still gives you room to control it. Use warp carefully. If the break has tonal content, you can try Complex Pro, but for tighter drum slicing, Beats Mode with Preserve Transients is usually the move. Keep the transient markers tight. If the groove starts losing its snap, manually adjust the slice points. That's where the feel lives. Then process it lightly but decisively. Drum bus is great for transient shape and a bit of weight. EQ8 should clean up the low rumble below around 25 to 30 Hz. And if the break needs more crack, a little saturator with soft clip can add edge without flattening everything. You're not trying to modernize the break into a sterile loop. You're trying to preserve its swing while making it hit like a club record. Now for the ghost part. And this is where the lesson gets fun. A ghost edit is not just quiet notes. It's the art of controlled absence. In other words, the listener should feel like a hit is coming, but the groove slips out from under them just a little bit. That slip is what creates the rewind bait. So in the MIDI editor or in clip arrangement, start removing or delaying certain hits so the pattern breathes. Maybe the kick drops out on beat 1 of the second bar. Maybe a snare drag leads into beat 4. Maybe the break mutes for half a beat before the downbeat. These little omissions create psychological tension, and tension is everything in DNB. If you're working with drum rack, split the break into slices and route the kick, main snare, ghost snare, hat ticks, reverse slices, and fill tails onto separate pads. That way you can perform the edit more like an instrument. And when you're shaping those ghost notes, velocity is your friend. Main snare hits can sit around 95 to 127, while ghost snare hits might live closer to 30 to 65. Hats can go even lower. The point is that these notes should imply motion, not compete with the main accents. Here's a useful teacher trick. Leave one element slightly too short. A snare tail that cuts off early, a bass stab that ends before you expect it, or a break slice that disappears a hair before the beat. That tiny discomfort creates the feeling of something slipping into another timeline. That's the old school ghost vibe. Next, build the bass conversation. We want a call and response between the drums and the low end, because that's how you make the drop feel alive. Don't just write a continuous bass line. Make it answer the gaps in the break. A solid stock Ableton setup is a clean sub layer from Operator, plus a mid-range layer from Waveatable or Analog for a restyle texture. Keep them separate so you can automate each one independently. Put utility on the sub and keep it mono. That part is non-negotiable if you want the drop to translate on a club system. For the mid-range, use saturation and filter movement to give it personality. Automate auto-filter so the cutoff opens and closes across the phrase. You can move from something like a few hundred hertz up to well into the mid-range depending on the section. The important thing is not the exact number, but the sense of opening and closing. The bass should feel like it's talking back to the drums. Try phrasing it like this. In the first two bars, the bass answers the snare gaps. In the next two, it holds longer notes to build pressure. Then it gets more active with offbeat stabs. And just before the ghost stop, it strips back again. That shift from active to sparse is what gives the section narrative shape. And here is a key advanced point. Automate more than volume. In this style, the most convincing movement usually comes from filter cutoff, resonance, scent level to ambience, distortion amount, and even clip start, position on selected slices. Volume automation alone tends to feel flat, but if you change the tone and the space around the notes, the whole section feels like it's breathing. Now we get to the centerpiece, the rewind-worthy fake-out. You want that half second where the audience thinks the tune is going to reverse, then it snaps forward into the drop. That can be built with a few simple moves. At the end of bar 8 or bar 12, automate the drum bus reverb send up briefly, then cut it hard. At the same time, close the bass filter fast so the low end feels like it's getting sucked into a vacuum. Then mute the main break for a tiny moment and leave only a reverse tail, a snare ghost, or some vinyl style noise. If you want to make it feel even more real, bounce a one bar or two bar section to audio, reverse it, and tuck it quietly underneath the edit. Keep it subtle. If it's too loud, it stops being a trick and becomes a gimmick. If it's too quiet, it won't register. The sweet spot is where the ear feels the reversal more than it consciously hears it. A few automation targets that work well here are brief reverb send jump, a fast bass cutoff close, a short gain dip of around 3 to 8 dB for a quarter note or even less, and a delay feedback bump that gets cut off immediately after. That little burst of space followed by sudden absence is what makes the rewind feel physical. To make the fake-out sound like part of the record, not just a random effect pile, use transitional effects that feel connected to the tune. Echo is great for dubby tales. Reverb can create a short dark splash. Simpler or sampler can reverse and repitch slices. Autopan can add slow movement to a texture. And if you want a more metallic, eerie touch, frequency shifter can push it toward a neuro edge. But keep the FX tight. One impact sound, one reverse element, one atmosphere is usually enough. Don't stack a whole cinematic montage on top of your groove. Indeed, NB, clarity is power. Put the most dramatic effects right before the switch. Then leave the last half bar sparse. That emptiness is what makes the next hit feel huge. Once the fake-out lands, the first bars of the actual drop need to feel like a reward. This is where you turn the ghost edit into a hook. You can have the first bar hit with full drums and bass accents, then leave a gap after the first snare in bar 2, then bring the ghost break fills back in bar 3, and mutate the bass motif by bar 4. That almost repeat, then change one detail move is classic drum and bass arrangement psychology. It keeps the listener leaning in, because their ear is trying to catch the detail it missed the first time. Now let's talk mix discipline, because this is where advanced edits either feel sick or fall apart. Keep the sub mono. Use utility if you need to clamp the width down to zero. Make sure the kick and sub are not fighting for the same fundamental zone. On the drum bus can add punch, but don't overboom the break. A light glue compressor can help cohesion if needed, but don't squash the life out of the groove. EQH should tame any harshness in the upper mids and top end, especially around the snare crack and hat fizz if they start getting sharp. And here's a good test. If you mute the bass, the drums should still sell the edit. If you mute the drums, the bass should still feel phrased instead of just continuous. If both of those are true, the arrangement is doing the heavy lifting for you. There are a few common mistakes to watch out for. One is overusing the rewind effect. If the fake-out lasts too long, it kills the impact. Keep it brief, usually somewhere between a quarter note and one bar max. Another mistake is quantizing the break too hard. Jungle and old-school edits live in that little human push-pull. Preserve some swing. Another big mistake is widening the sub. That will wreck club translation fast. And don't overlayer effects. One atmosphere, one reverse element, one impact. That's enough. If you want to push this into darker or heavier territory, there are some great upgrades. Put saturation before compression on the bass so you create harmonics that translate on smaller systems. Automate the Reese's mid-range movement, not just its volume. Use transient shaping instead of heavy limiting on the drums. Try layering a short pitch-down snare ghost right before the main downbeat if you want more grime. Keep the atmosphere in the same tonal world as the track, so the reverse tails and noise feel like they belong there. And if you want a really strong punch, try a fake reset. Cut the bass for one beat, leave a tiny hat or vinyl tail, then hit the drop. That little void can feel even heavier than a huge riser. From an arrangement perspective, this technique really shines when you treat it like performance. Every two bars should either add density, remove density, or change the type of density. If nothing evolves, the edit won't feel alive. That's why resampling your own edit early can be so useful. Once the phrase feels good, bounce it to audio and treat it like sample material. Chopping your own performance often gives better timing and more personality than endlessly tweaking automation lanes.